You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Starting any new business has its risks and gambles, as you know, especially in the high-tech, high-paced world of online retail. For Halsey Schroeder, this adventure started 2 years ago when she had an eureka moment while shopping online with her mother. Through watching her mother's frustrations that clothes were too trendy and young, she discovered an opening in the market for beautiful, sophisticated clothes and timeless fashion put together in an elegant way for women aged 35 plus. Halsbrook.com launched in 2012. Halsey, certainly a privilege to have you a part of e-commerce radio today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be speaking with you today.
We certainly are as well. I love what you've gotten and what you have created here. So how did the idea for Halsbrook.com really come about?
Sure. So one afternoon back in 2011, I was sitting with my mom. We were trying to find her something online to wear to an event. And we were shopping around, and my mom kept saying, like, wow, you know, these clothes are catered to such a young audience, and things are looking very flashy and trendy. And it got me thinking, and I started doing extensive research into the marketplace and realized that there was this big gap for a site that catered to the 35-plus woman and that had beautiful clothes and put together in a sophisticated way and a, you know, a very elegant website with warm customer service. So I immediately started working on building Halsbrook.com.
And it is quite a beautiful site as well. Now, can you describe a few advantages to being a female entrepreneur now that you are one?
Well, I think it's a great time to be a female entrepreneur. There are obviously not as many of us as male entrepreneurs, but there's a great sense of camaraderie. And I'm personally very fortunate to have a number of friends who've had successful startups. And they're a great source of idea sharing for me and suggestions. And, you know, even things like our lawyer came from a friend recommendation and, you know, how to start building the website and tech suggestions. So, you know, it's been really great to have a great circle of female friends to support us and really help get Halsbrook off the ground. But the statistics are also very promising. I read that there are about 8.3 million female-owned businesses in the U.S., and I certainly hope that those numbers grow.
What three lessons could you share with other entrepreneurs listening in, thinking of launching a new company?
That's a great question, something that I get asked all the time. You know, there's so many people with great ideas, and I think, you know, the very, very tough part is often just, you know, getting going. So the first thing that I tell people is, you know, don't think about all the challenges and the risks up front. Just dive in and start working on your idea and really just, you know, jump right in. And the second thing is, I definitely recommend reaching out to mentors and other friends who've started companies for advice. They can be very, very helpful in terms of giving you guidance, but also to not get bogged down by the advice. You know, I've heard everything from it's a great idea to it's never going to work. And, you know, if you take everything, you know, to heart, it's sort of hard to sift through all of the advice you've been given and really focus on your idea and get going. And, you know, the third thing is, to when you're thinking about who to bring on to your team at the beginning, those very, very critical decisions, it's helpful to hire for your weaknesses. For me personally, I had always loved fashion, and I, you know, was armed with a very, very serious internship when I was in business school for one of a big retail legend in the industry. But you know, one of the first people that I brought on had very deep retail experience. She had been a buyer for 30 years at a major department store, and that really made all the difference in terms of getting our company off the ground. Is, you know, to focus on, you know, people with complementary skill sets.
Great advice. Now, today we're speaking with Halsey Schroeder, CEO and founder of Halsbrook.com, a wonderful marketplace for beautiful, sophisticated clothing and timeless fashion put together in an elegant way for women aged 35 plus here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what challenges did you face with the launch of your new startup?
We faced a lot. I would say one of the first big challenges that we faced was getting these fashion clothing and accessory designers to sign on to the idea. And some of these are very big name companies like Armani and Max Mara, and they're called all the time about new e-commerce ideas. And I really had to sell them on the Halsbrook.com vision. And I was coming to them at a point, I was still working out of my apartment, you know, I didn't have a working website yet, and I really had to convince them to let me take care of their brand, which is what you do as a retailer. So I, you know, came prepared to the meetings, you know, with meetings with a business plan and site mock-ups, and a lot of courage, but ultimately what moved the needle for us was that they were very interested in the marketplace for a site that catered to the 35-plus woman, and they thought that that would be a great expansion for growth for us. So ultimately, they gave us the vote of confidence and, you know, are the backbone of Halsbrook.com. One other thing I was going to mention, which is something that we face and, you know, all startups face, is really getting the word out. And, you know, one piece of advice I've been given was, you know, to fail early and to fail fast. And that's certainly something that's remained true for us. You know, we are constantly coming up with new ideas and we try to test them out very, very quickly with small dollars and then learn from the mistakes and then move on to the next idea. And eventually we're going to get to what our secret sauce will be in terms of, you know, spreading the word and getting our customer acquisition strategy down. But it's an important thing as right at the beginning to not be afraid to fail.
Could you discuss your sustainable strategies for your internet startup success in conclusion?
Sure. So for us, we're very, very long-term focused. So that has a number of ramifications for our business. You know, the first of which is growing carefully, and we carry inventory. So it's very important for us to not take on more inventory than we think we can feasibly sell with our customer acquisition plan. You know, another thing is because getting the word out is, you know, the heart of our company and many other companies, we make sure that everybody on the team feels that responsibility and is constantly coming up with new ideas. And we think that's the best way for us to put all of our minds together to really make sure that the Halsbrook.com name gets out there. Also, what's really important for small companies is the culture. And you're here, you're working long hours, and it's important to pay attention to team dynamics. So we have a very, very tight-knit team, and, you know, we have lunch together actually every single day. And it's fun, and we don't talk about work, and we just make sure that people are enjoying being with one another and excited to put in those hours. And, you know, the last thing is starting a company it's a process. And, you know, there are a lot of challenges, but it's very exhilarating and fun to think about where you were a year ago. And for us, that means barely even being in an office and, you know, just beginning to launch the company, to where we are now with 70 designers and lots of customers and to think about where we also are going to be in a year from now. So I strongly encourage everybody, if you have an idea, to get going on it and to dive in, and it's certainly a lot of fun.
If you would, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and also to shop around as well? Hit that website one more time.
Sure. So Halsbrook.com, HalsBrook.com, and you can also find us on Facebook at Halsbrook and on Twitter at Halsbrook, and we're also on Instagram, Halsbrook, as well. And we would love to hear from any and all of you and suggestions and feedback.
Most definitely. Certainly been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Halsey Schroeder, CEO and founder of Halsbrook.com, a wonderful marketplace for beautiful, sophisticated clothing and timeless fashion put together in an elegant way for women aged 35 plus. And the website, once again, go check it out, ASAP. It's Halsbrook.com. Halsey, thanks so much for joining us today on e-commerce radio, and congratulations and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.